This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
Billy Brownless.
Every day.
Limo.
Is this moron number one?
I don't think I'll make the Hall of Fame.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That'd be a bombshell.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Well, happy Thursday to you all, and welcome back, Rabsy. Hey.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Rabbits. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes. How was
Abu Dhabi? Yeah, it was fantastic, actually. Yeah, I'll tell you all about that later on. I'm going to pump up Etihad Airways, get us some free flights.
Oh, look. I mean, don't signpost it quite that obviously. But we do have a massive show ahead of us, aside from giving Etihad Airways a plug. Tamsin Manu will be joining us very shortly.
Big track and field event down the road here in South Melbourne tonight, 6 o'clock.
A few hundred metres away. Tamsin Manu would run there in about a minute from here, I reckon. We'll be chatting with her. Mitch Cleary's going to join us to give us an update on what happened at Hawthorn today.
Carnage.
What a disaster. A
couple of injuries, yes.
I'm feeling faint thinking about it, but there was a few injuries in an internal trial down at the Hawks today. And Alex Carey, 2023 ICC Wicketkeeper of the Year.
Yes.
Will be joining us after 5 o'clock. It is a massive show. Bill's joke, of course, is back. And plenty more along the way, Bill.
G'day, Limo. Great to be with you. G'day, Rabs. G'day to the Rush Hour family. And Jody said yes.
Sorry?
Jody. Do you know who Jody is?
No.
Was proposed to yesterday. Do you know who I'm talking about here?
Jody said yes. Oh, this is Albo.
Albo. Yes. Anthony Albanese. Yes.
Your
proposed.
Mate.
Yeah. Mm. Good on him. How good. On Valentine's Day, very Australian thing to do. Canberra.
No more romantic place than Canberra.
Exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I believe he proposed in the exact spot where Barnaby Joyce passed out on Friday night.
Come on, Barnaby.
He was sitting on the planter box.
Just fell off the planter box on his phone. Swearing on his phone. But it is good to see this man back. Rabsy.
Vargas in the area, still with it on the right side, stepping over, sending it back for Lindsay. Lindsay sends it back into the area for Svedersky. One touch, he scores! Another one for Svedersky! And that one was more impressive than the first!
Just in case you ever thought, what would Mickey Mouse sound like doing commentary of football?
What's happened to his knackers?
I have no idea.
What was that? What was the?
It was a goal scored in the MLS, in Major League Soccer, and he just went a bit bunter and lost the nurry bag.
He did lose the nurry bag. Time now for a...
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour...
We're going to have a nice little...
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Good news at Carlton, unlike Hawthorn, good news at Carlton because their senior coach, Michael Voss, has signed on for another 2 years. So 24, 25, 26. Well done, Vossy.
Good on you, Vossy.
It was only round 16, I reckon, last year that he was in a bit of trouble. And look at him now, been signed on for another 2 years. So good on him.
I reckon they were sitting at, did they get as low as 15th on the ladder?
15th or 16th or something.
They got well down.
Joey's saying yes.
They got down to 15th.
Mm. Seeing a little head nodding out there. And CEO Brian Cook has signed on for another 2 years.
Good
the
on
great
you, Cookie.
Man, Cookie.
For you went to his wedding for half an hour?
Oh, I hosted his free of charge too. But I emceed his wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But for only half an hour.
Yeah, you went to the Foo Fighters.
They were playing on the same night in Geelong.
Right.
Like, not much happens in Geelong, but Cookie gets married at the beautiful wharf shed down there on the waterfront. Right?
Not for the first time.
No, his third time. So.
Oh, well, okay. Right. All right.
He's still, and the lovely Claire's still there, so it's all good. But the Fooies are just down the road. So.
I get it. Third marriage, you can go to the Fooies.
Yeah. They've got 81,803 members already, although they jumped on the wagon, they have the Carlton supporters. We're going to have a chat to Mitch Cleary very shortly, but there was a bit of carnage at the Hawthorn Interclub match today. CJ, or as you call him?
Changuth Giaf.
Which is his name.
Yes.
He has limped off with a hamstring injury, which is concerning because he's had a few issues.
He's had injury issues, and he was I know they were very hopeful that he'd play a big role this year, so that's
well, and also no good. James Blank, who down back, he's going to play a big role too.
Really important.
It has been confirmed, Joey, that he's done an ACL. So we'll talk to Mitch Cleary very shortly. Also, Dylan Moore has got glandular fever. What's going on
there? Seriously, as soon as you start throwing in things like glandular fever, it's like, all right, someone's walked under a ladder or something.
Will Day, stress fracture.
Yeah, so, no good.
We'll find out if anyone played all right, actually.
Well, hopefully there's a silver lining here somewhere.
Some more news at Collingwood, by the way. They needed, they had three list spots on their
SSP
spot on at the Magpies there. So one of them has been filled by Lachie Sullivan, who was a very good player at Footscray in the VFL. Has been for a while. Mm. Finished third in the 23 JJ Liston Trophy. So he's filled one of the spots. Josh Eyre has filled another spot there. He's the ex-bomber.
Yeah, I think he's a key defender.
Key back and did his hammy last week. Mm-hmm. So he'll be out for a few weeks. And then the other third spot is filled by ex-Saint Jack Bytel. It's good they've sorted all that out.
Yeah.
How do they have three spots open up? Like
injury.
That? Injury to McStay and a
few others.
Going all right. And how was the practice match? Did you hear much about that?
I was in Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't get a direct line?
Is there talk about it over there, like just on the streets? Was there a bit of buzz?
Nah, funnily enough, they didn't mention scratch matches in the AFL in Abu Dhabi. No.
What do they talk about on the streets?
Oh, plenty.
Cricket?
Hey, how was Jack Ginnivan turned up to the scratch match?
He did, yes.
Interesting
did.
Twist.
Well, he just rocked up.
He just rocked up and watched the Collingwood scratch
Collingwood
match.
I thought you talked about Hawthorn. I'm like, you'd hope he'd watch that one.
Exactly. A bit of cricket. Victoria's named their squad for the Marsh Sheffield Shield clash against New South Wales at the SCG starting on Friday, which would be tomorrow. Will Sutherland returns as captain. Will Pekoski has been named. He's got the go-ahead. Pass fit by the Cricket Victoria doctors and Scott Boland. Saw Scotty Boland last week. He's okay. His knee's just a bit grumbly.
Is it a bit grumbly?
A bit grumbly.
Is that the official diagnosis?
They grumble when you get old.
Yeah.
Australian women's are taking on the South African women right now in the first ever test match between these two countries at the Wacker. Australia won the toss and bowled, and currently at lunch, South Africa are, Limo?
8 for 55. Hey, doesn't it look weird at the Wacker because half the grandstand's been pulled down?
Like Courtney? It has. The grandstand's been pulled down and
just saying
bad.
A load of people in the office while we're on
air. Girls out there that looks after Ringwood Mazda?
Tailor-made too, I think.
Tailor-made, yes. Oh, and
hang on, I wouldn't mind some tailor-made gear. Let's give that a pump up.
Yeah. this is interesting. The Las Vegas police chief, Kendall Bell, spoke to the players from the Rabbitohs, the Broncos, the Roosters and the Sea Eagles on Wednesday morning to tell them about Vegas and what happens in Vegas, okay? The top cop also headed security for the Super Bowl on the weekend and he urged players to avoid alcohol, tick.
Good luck.
Drugs, tick. And sex where possible. Sex where possible. He said drink spiking is a major risk. Taking women back to the rooms, that could be no good. Each team will be supplied with 10 security guards. 10.
They might want to up that to about 50 or 60, I reckon, if they want to avoid any issues. The most nervous person in the NRL is going to be a player welfare manager at any one of those clubs. Okay, boys, can we just...
Oh, good luck. Let's just have just a couple of quiet ones.
Yeah, we'll break them.
All right, rugby league.
Hang on. Courtney is with Robot Building Supplies. Oh, there we go. I've just read that. Hello, Robot Building Supplies. How are we? They signed up yet, have they?
Oh, they will after that absolute magic radio.
Yeah. Well, it's live.
The Murray Plant meet is at Lakeside Stadium tonight. Tamsin Manu, one of Australia's greatest track and field stars, will join us next on Triple M's Rush Hour. JB Bill with Robot Building Supplies, hopefully on board.
That's it. Sponsor the joke.
There they are.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LISTNR.
Some of the world's best athletes will compete tonight at the Maury Plant Meet at Lakeside Stadium. We're joined by Australian track and field star Tamsin Manu.
Our next guest is a three-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist, and she won the 800-metre World Indoor Championship in Spain in 2008.
She's coming up there. Martinez is on the inside. I don't think it's going to be a Spanish victory, and Petliuk is still holding on, but here comes Tamsin Lewis, and the Australian takes it. Tamsin Lewis wins it on the line.
As the world's top track and field athletes descend on Melbourne for the Morey Plant meet tonight, please welcome Tamsin Manu.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, Tamsin, lovely to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for that lovely introduction. That took me back.
Oh, yes.
So you're an Australian superstar, Tamsin. We need to celebrate it.
We do.
Oh, yeah, I think you've added a lot of mayonnaise.
Come on.
Thank you.
You got to add the mayonnaise. Once we get older and finish up, there's a lot of mayonnaise. Now, tell us, what's happening at Lakeside Stadium, Albert Park, tonight from 6 o'clock? There's a couple of young superstars for Australia. Rowan Browning, and, well, Tamsin Tori Lewis.
Oh, I love what you did there. I totally love that Tori Lewis has broken the Australian 100-metre record to say that she's the fastest female sprinter that we've ever had, and you drop it down to how they do it in athletics, T. Lewis is the fastest Australian.
Yes.
Okay with that.
How exciting is she?
Oh, she's brilliant. She's so brilliant. I love what she did with her hair in Adelaide. Hopefully she'll have something for us that's reminiscent of the Jamaican and the American sprinters. So she's got the hair down pat and she's got the times coming down. So I think she is one to watch heading to those Paris Olympics. But she's definitely a talent and a star of the future. She's already double national champion at the age of 18 and now she's still going on with it and improving. So how fast can she go? She'll definitely be able to do sub-11.
How important is the fashion, Tamsin? Were you ever intimidated by people you were running against
the
over the years? Yes.
I tell you, I didn't even try because I knew I would never win in the fashion stakes. But it's impressive. And I do like how the sprinters do that. I mean, it started way back in the 80s with Flojo. And I think the Jamaicans and the Americans have taken that up a notch in the recent years. You know that come Paris Olympics, it'll be about who runs the fastest, but you'll also be looking at how cool their hairstyles are.
Now, who's calling tonight? Your good self, Dave Colbert, and don't tell me, Bruce. Is Bruce there?
Bruce McAvaney is in the house. You can't keep him away from track and field. He absolutely loves it. I think between Cyril Rioli and Maccabi Diva, athletics is right up there.
And where can we watch it? 7+?
Yes, 7+ from 6:50 tonight.
That's it. And tell us, so Tamsin, Paris Olympics this year, and you're covering that for Channel 9, by the way. You're in demand across all networks.
She is. Just putting yourself out there to any network.
Indeed. We get
I'm
excited.
Glad you put it like that, Billy.
Yeah, it's a nicer way of saying it.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll stick with in demand, Tamsin. People like, we haven't dominated in the sprints over the years, safe to say.
No.
Rowan Browning and Tori Lewis.
Yep.
What can we hope for in Paris this year?
Oh, look, I think what you saw from Rowan at the last Olympics where he shocked a few athletes and won that heat in his personal best, he's a real competitor. He steps up. So I think his goal will be to make that final now. He's been a semi-finalist before at World Championship level and at Olympics. He knows that it's just a few little tweaks and he's gotten that extra maturity behind him. I think his goal will definitely be to make that final. Now, Tori's really exciting. I think when you've got youth on your side and no fear, you're dangerous. And I think that she's one that could definitely make that semi-final. Cool. And then she's a sneaky one for the final.
Wow, that is unbelievable. She's only 19, so you're right. Got the youth there. Now, back to tonight's event, because Tamsin's there, of course. The women's 100 hurdles, that looks like a good race, because there's an American girl come over too.
Yeah, Queen Harrison, Queen Clay, as she's known, because she married the triple jumper and long jump extraordinaire Olympic medalist Will. And so she's here and she's just such a showman. She's going to be absolutely putting on the show before the race, after the race. But she's a quality athlete and we have quality athletes up against her. You'll see Michelle Jenica do her hurdle dance before the race.
She still does that? Sorry, Tess.
She still does that. Yeah. She certainly still does that. And you've got Liz Clay who had a great season a couple of years ago but then unfortunately broke her foot mid-race in 2022 World Championship. So she's coming back. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a quality field and there's some young ones coming through as well. So that will be a close race.
This is exciting. So an absolute world-class lineup here, Tamsin.
It is. It definitely is. And it's, you know, one of 12 meets around the world that is gold status. So for us to have that in our backyard in Melbourne is pretty special. So we're very, very lucky.
And the discus too. Matt Denny, who's a, well, what, he's a medalist, isn't he?
Thanks. No, so he's a medalist at Commonwealth Games. He literally missed the podium at both last championships majors. The Olympics, he was fourth by the smallest of margins, and I'll say it politely like that.
Yeah,
and,
bees dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You said it, not me.
No, right. I said it, Tamsin, don't worry.
And then the World Championships last year, again, fourth. So he's sick of fourth, and I think that, you know, maybe he'll hit the podium, but he'll hit it hard and he could hit the top of the rostrum because he's brilliant.
Oh, Tamsin can't have the students overhearing her say bee's dick.
How big is bee's dick?
It's a pretty small bill. I've never measured one.
But Peter Spaghetti Bowl tonight. He's not running. He's injured, Tams.
He's injured, but, you know, he's such a star. And I think after last year's hardships, he'll come back with a vengeance. And he's such a quality athlete. Fourth at Olympic Games, he'll be also looking to hit that podium. And we're talking about an Australian team who got six medals at last year's World Championships, and Matty Denny and Pete Bowl weren't those athletes. And so you add them to the mix, we could be pushing the medal tally. So I think track and field in Australia is in a really healthy place.
Good on you.
And Tamsin, is it still one of your career highlights mentoring me to beat Dave Hughes over 800 metres at Lakeside Stadium about 15 years ago?
I think you should have opened with that rather than the world indoor title.
It was a great day.
You beat Dave Hughes.
I beat only by about 150 metres.
Over 800. Back of any special on top of it. It was so worth watching. I hope they've got footage of it because it was great.
Yeah. Hey, well done. Well done, Tamsin. Great to speak to you again. And we can see it tonight, Rabsy.
Yeah, 7 plus from 6:50. But why don't you head along? It's just down the road at Albert Park. The Maury Plant Meet at Lakeside Stadium starts in just under 2 hours. Tamsin Manu, Australian track and field star on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
We're going to go to the phones very shortly because this morning, Bill.
Yes.
Dropped the young fella off at school. And there's
Laddie.
Laddie, yes. Laddie.
He's got a kid called Laddie. Have you caught up with this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well,
Laddie, middle name.
Henrietta or something.
Buster.
Buster, that's right. Laddie.
Not even close to Henrietta.
Buster, yes. Yes, Laddie.
Laddie Buster Lehman. So we drop the young fella off at school and then we go to this sort of hole-in-the-wall cafe that we go to most days. Get a lovely bloke there.
Yeah.
We always have a bit of a chin wag, a little catch-up. And I've seen him at that cafe and another cafe regularly for about 6 years.
6 years, yeah. Righto.
And then, so I get the coffee, we're walking away, and my wife just turns to me and says, "You don't even know his name, do you?" I went, "I don't know his name."
Thanks, mate.
And I can't ask him now. I've known him for way too long.
Too long. It's gone too long.
It's been 6 years.
6 years, and you've been getting a coffee every day off this bloke?
I've seen him at least once a week for about 6 years.
And you don't know his name?
And I don't. Oh,
mate.
I keep going there. Oh, mate. And some days I stand there and chat for longer, hoping that someone else will walk up and say his name.
Yeah, Jack.
And then I can jump on the back of that.
Yeah.
But people just don't do it.
Oh, so?
So
try introducing your wife and then maybe you'll say his name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He can't remember her name.
You know that one? I mean, it's really obvious these days, isn't it? You know when you turn up with the missus somewhere and you go, look, if there's a couple of people, just dive in straight away.
Yeah.
Well, that's so obvious now, though, when the partner dies.
Yeah, the worst one, when we'd be standing there and some bloke would come up, I go, quick, no name. She go, Brendan. And I knew it's not Brendan, right? So 1-3-3-5-3.
How long have you known someone without knowing their name? Have you got? Well, you must have one, Bill.
12 years I played at the Cats.
Right. 12 years?
Yeah, 198 games, 441 goals, 4 grand finals.
Yes.
And didn't win one. But anyway, 12 years, and we had a bloke that massaged us, okay?
Right.
A bit rough. I don't think he ever went away to school to learn massaging. He was just the older, had the hands
had
and
a feel
that.
For it.
Feel for it. And strap your ankles, right? Okay. Strap your ankles and massage you.
Yep.
12 years. I don't know his name now. His name was Sarge. So we'd only call him Sarge.
Sarge, right.
So, g'day, Sarge. And he was a loud bloke. Great bloke, big fella, a part of the furniture, but everyone at the club knew him as Sarge. And I reckon now, if I ask some of my teammates, they go, I don't know his name. didn't know his real name. Just Sarge. Yeah.
I wanted to know his name. Rabs, have you got one?
Yeah, my dad used to go down to the local IGA, Marco's IGA, and Marco used to call my dad, his name's Gary, he used to call him Dwayne for 11 years. And dad just did not fix it up. Dwayne. Dwayne.
Brilliant. All right. One triple three five three. I think if we got, what are we giving away? Oh,
what about this? Tickets to the No Bull Tour featuring Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, and Horace Grant.
Horace.
Three of the best Chicago Bulls of all time. Yes, so Horace.
His name was Horace.
Horace Grant. Was he used to wear goggles as well. He's an absolute legend.
Some big names right there. 133353. How long have you known someone without knowing their name?
133353. Bill thought Dee's name yesterday was Davina. So there you go. He's worked with her for 3 years.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy, and special guest host, Limo.
Now is your chance to see six-time NBA champion Scottie Pippen, who is returning to Australia for an epic speaking tour along with his championship-winning Chicago Bulls teammates Luke Longley and Horace Grant. Tickets and more info at nbl.com.au/nobull. Bill is obsessed with Horace Grant's name. Horace. And you do that, Limo, by ringing 133353, and you are asking...
How long have you known someone without knowing their name?
Good question.
This has happened to me, bloke at a cafe. It's been 5 years. I keep rolling with mate. I just go straight in the conversation. You know, James is in Wyndham Vale. Hello, mate. How long?
Jimmy, how are we going, guys? Good, that strapper, Billy. That strapper you talking about. I used to work with him. I can't really remember his name, but now I'm scratching my head. Yeah. His name was Robbie Sutton.
No.
No.
No. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Big Ox. Yeah, yeah. And he used to work with Les.
No, Les had the really good velvet hands, we used to call him, and we knew him as Les, but Sarge, his real name is not Robbie Sutton. It is, someone will ring me and tell me. Don't worry, James, you got it wrong.
All right, Billy.
No, you're right. All right. Good on you,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks for helping out. Been trying to, James. Appreciate it. Adam in Anglesey.
Ads.
G'day, mate. How long have you known someone without knowing their name?
No, it's actually that they didn't know my name, so a development coach there with the Adelaide 36ers about 10 years ago, and the head coach, Joey Wright, my nickname's Squizzy Taylor, and he right up until the whole year, he kept calling me Squizzy, and then at the night presentation night, he called me Andrew, and everyone's like, who's Andrew?
So you're the development coach at the 36ers. Come on, Joey. He's a coach. You've got to know you.
He's just rolling with Squizzy. It's a good nickname, at least.
Yeah,
thanks, Adam. Brett in Sunbury. Hello, mate. How long did you know someone without knowing their name? Oh, Brett, are you there?
You're there, Brett.
Hey, how you going, fellas? All right?
Yeah, good. How are you travelling?
That's all I fat. I just stuck in some bloody traffic on the way home from work. You know how it is.
Right, yeah. Much.
Shocking
at
the moment.
Yeah, whereabouts? We can give us a traffic report. Where are you?
I'm on Flemington Road near the hospital there. Just finished up, so yeah.
It's got a good voice,
mate.
Yeah, got a good voice. You got a good voice, Brett. What's your answer here? What is the question?
I work for a bloke for about 2 years, off and on, maybe 2-3 days a week. And, I never knew his name, funny enough. So he was, you know, taking a bit of credit for people's work here and there. So I started calling him MasterCard. So
very nice.
And to be honest, it just kind of stuck. And then I started just calling him Master. And, it got towards the end where I didn't really care or know what his name was. It didn't bother me. His name was MasterCard in my eyes. So that was it.
Well done.
Hey, Brett, it's not a bad tactic. Just invent your own nickname if you don't know someone's
name. And make
it
stick.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit stiff when, you know, you put in all the hard yards and then someone else takes the credit for it. So, that's how we got him.
Oh, well done. That's good. That's clever.
Good on you, Brett. Mark in Hobart. How long have you known someone without knowing their name?
So I bought this place in Seaforth in Sydney.
Yeah.
And had a great neighbour. And I just coincidentally just said to him, "How you going, Bruce?" And he went with it. And wasn't actually his name. And I lived there for 3 years. And for 3 years I thought, Bruce is my neighbour.
Yeah.
And finally he goes, "Oh, by the way, my name's not Bruce. That's my brother's name, but I always loved that name, so I went with it."
Right. What was his name?
Stuart.
Stuart.
All right, fair enough. There must be loads of people out there who get called the wrong name and just roll with it.
Yeah.
I was getting called Andrew once by a television executive that I won't name because I didn't. I was happy that he was just talking to me. But in front of a whole bunch of people, he called me Andrew about 20 times. And everyone knew it was wrong, but no one was game enough to correct him.
Malcolm Blight got my name wrong a couple of times. Started with an F.
Fine. Let's go to Jeff here in Rutherglen Glen. Jeff.
Jeffro.
How long did you know someone without knowing their name?
5 years.
What
made this worse is I got to know them that well. They asked us our fatigue. the only saving grace was he sent me a text with a time on it with his name on the phone.
Oh, thank God.
How good that with a name on it. So 5 years, and then you finally found out his name.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't call him the name I thought his name was because it was wrong.
What is his name?
Rowan.
Rowan. So he's still got the cafe, has he, up there?
Yeah. Been quite over there. Yeah, very nice couple.
Jeff had no idea who you were for 5 years.
Would have made introductions awkward at dinner. All right, thanks, Jeff. Yeah. Vicky in Gippsland, how long did you know someone for?
Without knowing their name.
We've got this friend that looks after our footy tickets every season.
Yeah.
And he still does. He still buys a lot of our tickets for us. And we took the kids to the footy quite a lot. And for about 10 or 15 years, we'd always called him the ticket master. So the kids only ever knew him as the ticket master. And it wasn't until one day, and they were in their teenage years, before we called him Kevin. And they had no idea who Kevin was.
Kevin. The ticket master.
You just said it funny. Yeah, teenagers.
And we still call him the ticket master.
Well, shout out to Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, did Kevin get tickets to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
No, not those tickets. So it was always the footy.
Good on you. Well done, Vic.
Good job. Hey, what about your old teammate?
Who?
Gaz. How was he with names around the club?
Well, he didn't know a lot. He knew the Stars, Paul Couch, and Buddha Hocking, and Bairstow, who would get the ball and kick it to him. So he knew them. And me and Barry Stoner, because out of the way, boys. Out of the way, Billy. Out of the way, Baz. Yeah. And then the other blokes. Oh, mate. Yeah, mate. On the ground, he'd be saying that. Mate. Who do we like there, Rabsy?
Oh, I reckon Adam from Anglesey.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Worked for the 36ers as a development coach. Joey didn't know his name.
Good stuff, Adam.
Adam, you and three mates are heading along to see Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, and
Horace.
Horace Grant with a no bull tour, mate.
You're guilty. I'll ring Joey straight away.
Good on you, Adam.
Well done, Ads.
By the way, you can grab your tickets, nbl.com.au/no bull. Got one more prize. Are we going to send that anywhere?
Brett and Sunbury made up a nickname.
MasterCard.
Hey, Brett, you're going to go see Diesel, mate. He's playing live at the Athenaeum Theatre March 1. You got a double pass to go see him.
He's pumped.
Yeah, great.
Still stuck in traffic.
Celebrating the release of his new album, Bootleg Melancholy, Diesel's bringing his Forever Tour to the Athenaeum Theatre March 1. Tickets on sale now from dieselmusic.com.au.
JB, Billy and Limo, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Limo, it's been absolute carnage at your Hawks today with a few injuries. Channel 7's chief footy writer and journalist as well, Mitch Cleary, is going to join us right now.
He is indeed. And this is the time of the year, Bill, when everyone gets excited.
This
is when you feel good about your team.
Watching your side and the young fellas.
That's right. And you don't want bloody injuries now. So, Mitch, hello. Welcome to the show. Can you talk us through what's happened today?
Yeah, I wish it was in better circumstances, guys. Two big injuries today. The first is that James Blank, who's ruptured his ACL, the scan this afternoon confirming his season is over before a ball's been bounced, Limo. He just twisted while being tackled, came straight off. You could see him punching the turf. I think he knew in that very moment that his season was done. If there is a silver lining to come from it, he signed a 2-year extension just last week. So he has got that career security secure, but it's the last spot the Hawks could afford to lose. A key back. They chased Ben McKay hard. They threw the kitchen sink at him. They couldn't get him over the line. So they've been chasing a key back for a while, and Blank had been, I guess, the mainstay in that role for some time now.
He's a good story as well, Mitch. You know, he's worked really hard, come through Box Hill, worked his backside off to get where he is. absolutely maximising football, everything he's got.
Cruel.
Yeah.
And now he's just this cruel twist.
Guys, doesn't he? He's coached Box Hill himself, went and found John Newcomb. James Blank was the next one sort of in line. And now it's a horrible timing given his season's done.
What about CJ? He's suffered a hamstring injury. How bad? Because he's had a few issues.
Yeah, it didn't look good, Bill. He couldn't even muster a little jog off. He simply walked off. It was an incident on the wing. I didn't see it actually happen, but he couldn't put any weight on that leg, and he came straight off, straight down the race and in the hands of the trainers. So he's gone for scans, waiting to hear the exact severity of that. But it comes just, you know, a month ago he was in Qatar getting, first-class treatment. The club, you know, put a lot of resources into it to get him right, given his Achilles and calf setbacks and, you know, he's an explosive athlete, so they've gone out of their way to see what they can do in terms of getting Sherry right for the season. He was impressing on a wing for most of the day before he went down. So, yeah, they keep dropping at the Hawks, and it comes, you know, Dylan Moore's, Lemo, one of their best exciting players, and he's out for the next 2 or 3 weeks with glandular fever. And now,
how do you
probably
get that, Mitch?
I'll leave that with you, Bill. You can explain that to the listeners.
Well, it's a kissing disease, isn't it? You used to always get it at St. Mary's.
I get cold sores and he gets
fever. Yeah, there
well
it is.
Done, Mitchie.
I knew you were leading into that, Bill. he's out for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, and then you've got Will Day, who won't be there at least round one, probably longer. He's still in a moon boot today. So, there is some good news, though, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Also, we've got a broken jaw, didn't we? Is it Mitchell?
Who?
Yeah, Seamus Mitchell.
Seamus Mitchell.
One of the young kids who showed a bit last year. So, yeah, it's the injuries are starting to mount at the Hawks. There is good news, though, Lemo.
Yeah, please, I need a silver lining.
Come on,
here.
Give him some good news, please, Mitchie.
Well, you got the forward line of Lewis, who's a star in the making. I reckon he's on track to be one of the best key forwards in the comp. Chole kicked 4 or 5 today in the intra club.
Two fines.
Marbior. And then Jack Ginnivan at the feet around Nick Watson, Lukey Bruce, and then you got Jack Gunston sort of around the fringes. I think the forward line, it's been one of their weaker points on the ground for a while. I think it could be one of their highlights this year, the Hawks. And then the midfield, John Newcomb looks bigger and stronger, if that was even possible, given what he's been able to do the last couple of years. But another preseason into him, James Warple, Connor Nash is a beast. I think he's only going to get better as well. So there is, you know, a bit of positivity around there. James Sicily did as he normally does down back. But, yeah, probably bad timing on a couple of those injuries.
And Blake Hardwick playing up forward today?
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I don't know what you make of this, but he's been one of their best lockdown sort of mid-sized key defenders for a while. I know, speaking to a lot of small forwards across the competition, they hate playing on Blake Hardwick. And they're trialling him up forward. I don't know how long that will last. He looked okay today, but I can't see that lasting for long when, you know, someone gets off the chain at the other end. I reckon Sam Mitchell will move the magnet back pretty quickly.
Mitch Cleary's joined us, 7 Footy reporter. He runs the show there at Channel 7. Don't worry about Tim Watson. Did you have a look at the Collingwood Interclub?
I didn't, but I saw snippets. And good news, like Lockie Sullivan, Bill, a name not many would know, but he's a Footscray VFL captain. He's been overlooked in the last 8 or 9 drafts. He's just been handed the contract, and he was one of the best last night. So he's 26 years of age. He's tried his backside off for a number of years to get a spot. And finally, Collingwood, of all clubs, the reigning premiers, have given him a contract today. So this just shows, you know, Oleg Markov this time last year, he got the last spot and then he wins a premiership. And then today you got Josh Eyre, also the former Bombers key back. He gets a spot. And then Jack Bytel, the Saints midfielder who got delisted in the last year, gets a spot. So, you know, a bit of hungry, you know, hunger at the pies for those guys who haven't had the chance before. It's going to keep them pushing along. Heard good things about Finn McRae. I think he's ready to take Taylor Adams' spot in the midfield. And Jordan Ngoi, I can't remember
a
pre-season. Yeah, he's ready to go bang, I reckon. He's never been out of strength.
You're right, spot on. I saw him the other day. Sorry, Mitch, we've got to go. We've got to go. Ramsey's round. I saw him the other day. I whacked him on the side and nearly broke my hand. He is a beast. Ready to go. Mitchie?
He said the same about you.
No, he didn't. Hey, good on you, mate. Mitchie Cleary, he's good. He knows everything.
7 Footy chief reporter. Make sure you watch 7 News from 6 p.m. tonight to hear all the latest footy news from the best in the business, Mitch Cleary.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Lemo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LASTNR.
Bit going on, the first ever test match between Australia women's and the South African women's. They were in a lot, well, they are still in trouble, South Africa. They lost the toss and were sent in to bat. They are 9 for 75. They were 9 for about 57, by the way.
Yeah.
And they've put on a couple of runs, so the last partnership there. Hey, what about this? We all know Jock Landale's been in here a couple of times. Big boy, played for Melbourne United, now overseas playing somewhere in America.
Phoenix Suns at the moment.
Thank you, Raps. And a talented sports person. He played a bit of footy as a kid. And he has actually, we got some audio of it, but I'll just let you know what he did. He kicked the footy from one end of the court, drop punt straight into the net and the other
end. At the other end.
Have a listen to his reaction. Yeah, so it's very good.
Happy it's pretty it. Impressive.
It is. Straight. Yeah. Just net. It was just net. Well done to him. Now,
swish, you mean?
Swish. Legendary US sports commentator Vern Lundquist. Will call his 40th and final Masters tournament this April. 40th? 40 of them he's called.
Well, not bad. All right. Not bad.
Who is Vern Lundquist, I hear you ask?
Who is Vern Lundquist?
Well, Bill. This is Vern.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
In your life, Tiger Woods chipped it in, remember?
Oh, at the Masters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was, and remember where the ball stopped?
Yeah.
So you could see the Nike symbol.
Yeah, spot on.
And it was almost like, all right, we've fulfilled our obligation to Nike. Now I'll go in the hole. Yeah.
But he also, Vern, featured in Happy Gilmore's movie.
What a shot by Happy Gilmore. Who the hell is Happy Gilmore?
It was good that he joined that and had a bit of fun there. Good on you, Vern. Yeah,
well done,
all Vern. The best. For your 40th call.
Well done. Houston Rockets, by the way. Jock is at this.
Oh,
he was at Phoenix last year. Houston Rockets.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I've got one wrong. I've got another one wrong.
But I'm writing them down.
Come on, mate.
make a
Leroy.
List.
Leroy.
Make a list.
Where's Leroy?
Hey, Nick, up next, I'm going to out someone who I've had enough of.
Oh.
They're getting too big for their boots,
yes,
Bill.
Yes, I'm with you.
And they need to be outed, and it's going to happen next.
Out.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Alex Carey, the Australian Test wicketkeeper, not too far away.
Oh, what's this? So in the meantime, Raps, there's plenty going on in the world of sport. Let's take a look at the good, the bad and the ugly, Bill.
Ah, I see.
Let's kick it off with the good. The under-20 Rugby Six Nations is on at the moment in Europe.
Under-20?
Under-20.
Righto.
England were playing Wales, and a scuffle broke out on the pitch.
Naughty.
Boys were into it, and the ref went over, and she pulled the two captains aside.
A female ref,
right,
took the two captains aside.
And she pulled them aside, and you could hear it on the game.
Yes.
She said this.
You know, boys, I'm not mad. I'm just really disappointed because you both gave me buy-in before the game in the change room that you'd be able to control your players. So did you lie to me or is it something you can fix from now? Thank you. Speak to both your teams. Thank you.
How good.
Absolutely brilliant from the ref there.
Not mad. I'm really disappointed.
I'm just really.
You lied to me.
You know who she sounded like? She sounded like the super nanny.
Excuse me. That behaviour's unacceptable. I don't like it. Time for the naughty step.
Straight to the naughty step.
That was good.
With
boy,
both of those
well
things.
Done.
But that was a good, wonderful work from the ref and the Wales, England, under 20 Six Nations. The bad. South African cricket, Bill.
Oh.
It's in all sorts.
Which one?
That's
the, are the girls or the boys?
Well, let's start with the boys. The boys are in New Zealand at the moment.
Yes.
Because of a scheduling error. I think they're calling it.
Yeah, is that what
they've got T20 happening at the moment in South Africa.
Yeah.
So all of the national players are contracted to play T20. So they've basically had to pick a national team from everyone who's not. So imagine in Australia if you couldn't choose anyone who's playing T20 in the Big Bash.
So it's a C-grade side.
So it's a C-grade side. They've got, of the 14 in the touring party, 7 are debutants.
Seven.
Including the captain.
Yes.
Is a debutant. They pulled one bloke out of retirement. He played 9 tests, thought his career was over.
He's in the pub.
He just took his career best figures. And just now, he'd written it off.
Actually, they might defeat New Zealand in this second test. New Zealand need 227 to win with a day play.
How many wickets?
They're one down.
They still need
227, New Zealand.
New Zealand smashed them in the first test. South Africa could win this one. And in the women's, they've just been bowled out.
There it is, Darcy Brown. Before this match, she'd only taken one for in an innings in Test cricket. Now she has 5. South Africa all out for 76.
Oh, 70. And the tail wagged a bit there too, didn't it, Bill?
Put on 19 for the last wicket. 5 for 21, Darcy. Well done.
Well done right there. And now let's go to the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I've had enough of?
Who have you had enough
Travis
of?
Travis Kelce.
Why?
Good on him. He's clearly good at what he does.
Yeah.
But the whole Taylor Swift thing's going to his head, I reckon.
Why?
They had the celebrations. They won the game. Then they went back to Kansas having the celebrations. I feel like he's hogging the mic.
Yes, right.
He's got how many teammates has he got? 50 teammates?
Yeah.
More than that.
On the team. Yeah.
Right. Well, he's getting all the mic time. And he sounds like an absolute goose. Here he is in Kansas.
I sold up in booze and ruined the Niners affair.
Terrible.
The last one to know. We were the last one to show.
Stop it.
He's no Tay Tay.
He's no Tay Tay. She could give him a few singing lessons.
But even after the game, he was up on the stage and singing a pork chop.
Did Chiefs Kingdom into Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, terrible.
Chiefs Kingdom! We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
Come on, Trev.
I'll have meatloaf, thanks.
Yes, exactly.
You know, he needs to take a leaf out of Tyson Fury's book.
Mm. Oh, the
Tyson
boxer.
Tyson Fury can sing.
So
I don't know about the bloke next to me.
We're drinking whiskey and rock, singing, this will be the day that I die. What? This will be the day that I die.
Bit of crowd work too.
Got the crowd going.
There we go. So Travis Kelce, just put a lid on it.
Yeah, shut up.
We've had enough.
We have.
Hand the mic to
a
teammate.
Well said.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo.
Right now, we're joined by one of our favourites, Australian Test wicketkeeper Alex Carey, who returned to play for South Australia yesterday, Bill, and took a record 8 catches in an innings. And he joins us now on the Rush Hour.
It's Carey. It's a one-handed special by A. Carey.
They're bowling in wide over the top. Alex Carey, big long ball into the people. Maximum.
To Carey, it's wide. He caps it. Green's got his arms in the air celebrating before Carey has the opportunity to. Alex Carey, a maiden Test 100, the pride of South Australia.
And here he is, Alex Carey, after equaling the world record for most dismissals for a keeper. Hello, mate.
Good afternoon, boys. Great to speak to the A-team.
Oh, the A-team. Yeah, sure.
You know it. Did that copper celebration last night, the 8 catches?
No, it didn't. Unfortunately, I forgot Valentine's Day as well. So I was under the pump after the game to try to get some flowers for the missus. But no celebrations.
Oh, not 8 beers? Surely a beer for every catch.
No, it's a short turnaround. We've got Sheffield Shield starting tomorrow against Queensland. Right. So a must-win game for South Australia.
They're professionals these days, Bill. Yeah, this is what happens.
That's what's shit about the game. Hey, now tell us, how do you take 8 catches, by the way, Kez? That's unbelievable.
Right, it was. Probably after the 5th, I started to think, you know, this is a few for List A cricket. White ball cricket, normally you might get a couple early and a couple of high balls and maybe the odd one to the spinner, but sort of after 5, 6, started to get a bit of a giggle. And then 7, I thought I might be done at 7.
Yeah.
And then number 8 went up pretty high as well. And I probably had money on the ball on that one. But, mate, to take 8, it was, I guess, one of those days you sit back, you have a bit of a laugh at.
And Kez, I want to get a little insight into an athlete's mindset here. When you went to bed last night, were you thinking, gee, that's pretty cool, I took 8 catches, I've equaled the record? Or were you thinking, just if I'd taken bloody one more, I'd be the clear record holder?
Oh, got to get that card for Valentine's Day, I reckon.
Yeah, that's it, Bill. Nah, look, I probably went to bed thinking, oh, I wish I scored a few more runs.
Right.
And then I reckon it's one of those ones where, you know, as a wicketkeeper, your job's to take the catch, right? And if there's a chance that comes your way, then great. But it's the old, you've got to pay credit to the bowlers for getting those opportunities. But there were some pretty average balls in that, to be honest. And down leg. it's probably one of those ones you sit back and you go, holding the record's pretty cool.
Having said that, Jordan Buckingham. Who is Jordan Buckingham, by the way? 6 for 41, and you took 5 of his catches.
Yeah, he's a young Jason Gillespie. He's a prodigy. He's been around the traps now a couple of years, starting to get some recognition with Australia A opportunities. But a performance like that will definitely put his name on the board again. And he's probably more suited to the red ball. But like I said, yesterday's performance from him was outstanding. And that was our first win for the season. So it was nice to, first win our last game. So, yeah.
Now, you mentioned Jason Gillespie there. He yesterday put out his best blokes ever.
Yeah, 11.
11.
Mm-hmm.
Best blokes off the pitch. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. I'm hoping. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Well, this is going to be an awkward moment isn't it? Because
I wouldn't have brought this up.
I was hoping Alex might have seen it. And then this wouldn't be as awkward as it's going to be. He's got the keeper's Adam Gilchrist. Now, are you going to be having a word to him about that?
I'll have a word to him through the week.
It was a good Andrew Simons, Shane Warne, Buff's in there. JB, he's in there.
That's all his teammates, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Paul Nobes is in there. Little chunky fat, or you'd say chubby. Hey, how is our old mate Travis Head? Because he didn't have the greatest test over there in Perth, poor old Eddie.
He didn't, but he had a pretty good test match before. So,
bloody oath he did.
Trav's one of these, and I'll say it like every time if he misses out with a bat or has, I guess, a little period like the last game, he'll come out the next game and score 200. So, that's just the way he plays. A couple of good balls. He got strangled down the leg side.
He always gets caught down the leg side.
He does. He gets out unique ways. As a bowler, if you bowl your best ball, it's probably going for 6. Yeah. If you bowl your worst one, it's probably getting a wicket.
That's right. Poor old Eddie.
And Kez, now you were named the ICC wicketkeeper in the Test Team of the Year.
Team of the Year, if you don't mind.
Which is bloody huge. How does that roll out? Do you get a special letter with a seal on it? Does someone ring you, or do you just read it in the news?
Yeah, what do you get?
I think my brother put it in a message, and he just said, did you see the team? I said, nah. And I go, he said I was in it. So that's what I found out. I haven't seen anything really. A pat on the back, and that's about it. But it's a pretty cool honour to be named in that team. Again, I guess a bit of a product from the quick bowlers and Nathan Lyon that I've been able to keep to and get the opportunities behind the stump. So, it's a pretty cool team, like I said, to be a part of.
Yeah, and someone was all right, actually. Pakistan were all right at times. And then the West Indies, I know you didn't win up there at the Gabba. Jeez, it was a good game, Alex. It was a bloody good game to watch, mate.
Yeah, it was. And I guess you sit back after the disappointment of losing against West Indies, and you probably appreciate how much it means to them, what it means to Test cricket to see your team come over. And unfortunately, like I said, not the way we would have liked to have ended the series, but to be, I guess, pushed as far as we did in that Test match, to see a Shamar Joseph come out and make a name for himself. Test cricket is still really alive, and it's very exciting to play, and no doubt it was exciting to watch.
Were you batting when he hit the bar? That was you, wasn't it?
That was me. You need a bit of luck, Bill.
No. Did you actually hear it hit the wood?
Yeah, I did. I was like, because they appealed, and I was like, geez, if umpire gives this out, I don't think I've hit it, but it was a great noise. And then eventually, yeah, they didn't go up for the review, and, you sit back and you watch it. There's another one, though. Ben Stokes did it in the Ashes against us a couple of years ago, and it hit the stump. It ricocheted to me. We appealed, thinking the hit his pad. The umpire gave it out, and then they reviewed it, and it showed smashed into off stump, and the bail didn't come off. So
it's unreal, isn't it?
Mate, it is unreal. I don't know what's happening with the bails, but I've seen it a fair few times now.
It actually rotated.
It did a few laps.
it did
in the spot there. Aren't they a lot heavier? Isn't that the thing now? The bails are heaps heavier than they used to be.
Yeah, I think the Zinger. And they're great for the game. I love them and seeing them light up when you're behind the stumps. They're plastic as well. So I guess, timber on timber, Bill, you probably have to do some research. Maybe the friction's a little bit different.
There's a fraction, too much friction.
Well, this is, because you've bumped, this is Bill's area of expertise.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking physics, Bill's on man.
Physics. Don't eat the spoon after you've done physics. That's the only rule I knew.
What? Bill, wood on wood, is that a combination?
What are we talking? Wood on wood.
Is that a combination?
Where are we going now with this combo? We'll move on to football. Alex Carey has joined us. Now, what's going on with your Crows? You love the Crows. They've been a little bit disappointing. Are we liking Matty Nix and what's happening there?
Yeah, loving his work. He actually spent, I think, day two or three in the box in Adelaide when we were playing against the West Indies. So he was around the group with Scotty Burns and, they were fantastic. Seemed like great blokes. They'll be good this year, the Crowies. I think the only thing is the expectation now. There's probably expectation from last year to now play finals.
Yep.
So dealing with that will be the big thing, but they're looking good. They're looking sharp. I've done a fair bit of fishing with Ned McHenry, so he's got a great football and life outside of the game, so he's ready to go.
Smart Alec is.
Yeah.
He's a good Geelong College boy.
Keza. Yeah, so he's a ripper. He absolutely loves it. So we've done some fishing together, which is great. I'm not good sure how much footy training he's done, but they'll be right.
And
saw on the socials there, Kez, you had a very nice fish in your hands not very long ago. What was that?
That was a tuna, southern bluefin. Very lucky. It was probably a little bit too rough, to be honest, and I wouldn't do it again in that weather, but was lucky enough to get a nice catch. I'd probably take the tuna over the eight catches, actually.
No.
That's a big call. That's a very big call.
You can buy a tuna down the shop. You can't buy eight catches down the supermarket.
You can't.
Keza?
You can't. You can't.
Hey, we'll catch up. We've got to catch up with you. Gather round, of course, or where it all happens in Adelaide. How big has Adelaide become with the LIV Golf?
That's huge.
And the Grand Prix?
Huge.
Oh, no, you lost that. That's right. But gather round and all that. How big is it?
Yeah, it is. Adelaide's getting a lot of great events. I don't think we've got Taylor Swift, unfortunately, we've definitely got a lot of great events. Gather round's going to be huge again. Went to the LIV Golf last year, and that was amazing.
Yep.
Footy, cricket. There's so much to do here. So, it'd be great to catch up with you boys when you come across.
Beautiful.
And now, Bill, did you realise Kez and I have a slight family connection here as well?
Oh, because, we're both from Adelaide.
Everyone's
a bit
related.
Like Tassie. How?
My niece is married to his brother.
Is that right?
Adam, and Adam Adam tells me he was a much better cricketer back in the day, Kez.
No, probably fair. Yeah. Couldn't handle the pressure, I guess, of the game.
Right.
Limo and I were... We both did speeches at their wedding, and I think from all reports, mine was way better.
I'm trying to remember exactly now, but I think I just roasted you lot.
And the Careys.
And praised praised my niece and her bridesmaids.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I started with Stuff the Hawks. And
that's right, you did too.
Good start.
That is a good start.
Hey, mate, we do love you here, over here at Triple M Melbourne, of course, and the Triple M family and all that. So keep up the great work. The ICC 23 Test Team of the Year, the wicketkeeper of the year, Alex Carey.
Massive.
Well done, mate. Well Thank well you. Done.
Alex Carey.
Thanks, boys.
On the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
I'm a bit fat at times and I love a beer.
And Limo.
That's really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
All right. Thank you, Rabs. Another big show tomorrow to round out the week. Luke Travers from Melbourne United.
Yes.
Joining us.
Top of the ladder.
And
United.
Luke Parker from the Sydney Swans. We're only having Luke's on the show tomorrow. Right. That's our nice. Rule.
Name right. another Luke. Bill?
Luke. McDuke, mate of mine. Mate of mine.
Luke McDuke.
Luke McDuke. Skywalker. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, well. Palmer's back.
Luke Palmer's back. That goes way back.
Yeah. You did a cashie and he was there once.
I did. He was in the room. I didn't know he was in the room. Said, what happened to that bloke that did the runner from the coppers? They said, everyone just looked around and looked at him. And I've gone, don't tell me that's Luke. Luke Palmer's batch. They said, yes. I didn't know what he looked like.
Perry?
Yeah, Luke Perry.
All right.
Actually, that's a possible game. It's probably a meeting for off-air. That's a game. You go back and forth and you name something until you can't
anymore.
We're
just struggling with Luke's. We've only named about six.
I think we've got three.
Luke Darcy.
Luke. Oh, Luke Darcy.
How?
Yeah. How? Luke Pickering.
No.
Anyway. Joke.
End the day with a laugh. Luke.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Luke who?
I'm not saying it.
Say it yourself. Here we go. What about yesterday? I was walking past a garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
Just down here.
Whereabouts?
And there was a radio there for $1.
$1. Wow. Well, that feels like a bargain. Mm.
The only problem was the volume was stuck on full blast. Oh. I said to myself, I can't turn that down. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. It's no good. It's no good.
It's no good.
No, I think I think you stuffed it up.
How do I stuff it up?
Because you think.
What?
But it was, I think it sounded like you were turning down the radio as an option to buy, but then you said you can't.
Turn it down.
Can't turn it down.
Anyway, shut up. Welcome back, Rabs. Great
I thought
to see
it was
you.
Good.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Sucked in, Limo. Oh, no. You stupid come comedians on. Come in with your shit and overanalyze the jokes. Just go with them. Go with the flow. You and Heezy and all that shit. Just go with them.
So, Rabs, you've just...
Luke Bruce.
Oh, Luke Bruce. Bruce. Yeah.
Luke Coons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You are the king of the divan. Luke.
Any other Luke's? Luke. I'm the king of the divan. I know out there are people yelling at that radio.
No, it's funny, Luke. You chicken. Bam, boom, wah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.